Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Booker Tov.
Good morning, teacher.
Booker Or. Rebbe. Good morning, Rebbe.
Good morning.
Okay, so we were on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. And we started seeing an interesting case, a shaila, a question that was brought before Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda. So let's just recap this. Richard, are you with us?
Where in the line is
another,
Shlach Lei?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shlach Lei, yeah. The first Shlach Lei. So Shlach Lei Rav Chisda Rav Nachman. He sent to him a shaila. Hari Amru. Behold, they said, Lirakuva, if you need someone, you have to pay shalish. Right? Remember, we're talking about the fine for the busha element, the embarrassment element of an injury caused. So the embarrassment element, the fine will be for a knee, shalish, for a be'ita, and for a kick, chamish, five, l'snaikeres, shalish esrei, and for a donkey saddle, if you hit someone with a donkey saddle, the fine would be 13. Le pando damara lukufina damara mai. What then is the halacha with regards to a spade, a shovel, the blade of a shovel, or the handle of a shovel? What is the embarrassment? How much would one have to pay if he hit another person with that blade? That was the question, that was the shaila that Rav Nachman, that Rav Chisda asked to Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman responded, Shalach Lei, Chisda, Knasa Kol Magbis B'Bavel. You're collecting fines in Bavel, you're not allowed to collect fines in Bavel. Yeah, so he gave him rebuke with that. However, with regards to your shaila, Eima Li Gufa Du'uvda, Heichi Hava. Tell me the actual case. Right, tell me the question, what actually happened, and then I'll be able to, you know, give you a psak on what will be the embarrassment. I want to know what happened. Shalach Lei. So Rav Chisda sent back to Rav Nachman, and he told him the case. Dahu Gargusa. There was a certain cistern, a water hole, Debe Tre, that was owned by two people, partners. The Kol Yuma, that every day have a dali chad minayu. One of them would draw water from the cistern every day, alternate days. Asa chad. But then, one day, one of them came along, called dali biyuma deloy dile, and he started drawing water on the day which was not his. Out of turn. Omale. So the person whose turn it was on that day said to him, Yuma Didihu, it's my day. And what happened? Loi Ashkach Bei, he did not listen to him. And he kept on drawing water. So what happened after that? We know the end of the case. Shakal Panda Damara Machi. He took a spade and he clonked him over the head with a spade.
Shovel.
Okay, that was the question. So, the shaila is, how much does he have to pay for the busha? Right now, the guy who got hit over the head is obviously coming to Beis Din, and he's saying, look, this guy just clonked me over the head with a shovel. He's got to pay me. Got to pay me the nezek, right? The damage caused, the tsar, the pain that that was inflicted, the ripoy, for healing, hospital fees, the sheves, the amount of time I've been out of work now, recovering, and finally the boishes, the embarrassment caused. So what is the embarrassment? How much does he have to pay? Omar Lei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav Chisda, Mea pandi ba panda lemichye. He could have hit him 100 times with a shovel.
What does it mean?
He would have been allowed to hit him 100 times with a shovel. He doesn't have to pay him a penny. He was allowed to. He did that lawfully. He was within the law to hit him with the shovel. Even 100 times he could have hit him.
It's still fear.
Sorry?
It's still fear to hit him.
It's still fair. He was allowed. He would have been allowed to hit him 100 times if the guy wasn't listening to him. Right, if in order to get the guy to listen to him, to get him to give up the water, he would have been allowed to hit him 100 times. Wow. Now let's see the explanation of this now that he gives. Afilu leman da'amar, even according to the one that holds the opinion that loy ovid inish dinah lenafshe, that a person is not allowed to take the law into his own hands, okay, even according to that opinion, that you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands, but makom pseda, in a case of financial loss, ovid inish dinah lenafshe, a person is allowed to take matters into their own hands.
That's an exception?
This is an exception to the rule. Even according to the opinion that you're not allowed to take matters into your own hands, you're not allowed to go into take the law into your own hands, you have to go to Beis Din. Even according to that opinion, in a case of financial loss, you're allowed to take matters into your own hands.
Okay, they talk about someone stole something from you, and it is now in their house.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to barging into their house and taking it back.
Who says?
You can't do it in civil law here.
But is this a civil based medrash?
No, but what is principle? Who makes this principle? In financial loss, you can hit somebody.
This is the principle. We're going to see the brisa. We're going to see the actual rabbinic saying which states this. But this is the rule that Rav Nachman was saying to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, you're asking me a shaila. You're asking whether he would be allowed to hit him with a spanner, with a shovel. Absolutely, he would be allowed to. Because even according to the opinion that you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands, in a case of financial loss, you are allowed to. Now, we have to understand, what's the financial loss over here? In our case, what's the financial loss?
The one day of water.
One day of water.
I'm going to lose his cry.
Wait a second. Firstly, Barry, what do you mean the one day of water?
The first guy is entitled to water every second day. So if the second guy has taken it on his day, and then taken it on the other guy's day, he has stolen one day of water.
Okay.
And that's assuming he hasn't made any other arrangements with anyone.
Okay,
else.
So let me ask you, what should he do? If we're saying that he's not, let's say he's not allowed to take the law into his own hands, what should he do?
He'd go to the Beis Din.
Okay. And then what? What would he say?
Taken water, my water.
Okay. And what are Beis Din going to say?
You're right.
Okay. And then what's going to happen?
The only thing is that...
What would happen then?
Then presumably you'd be allowed to take 2 days' worth of water.
2 days' water, or he'll pay you back.
Yeah.
Right? So where's the financial loss?
The financial loss is if you have not made any arrangements so that you're losing a day's worth of water.
But you're not losing a day's worth of water because you're getting the value of it, because you can take him to Beis Din.
If you've done that, but if you haven't done that, then...
1 second. Our question is right now, yeah, I see this guy is taking my water. Yeah,
but
and I say to him, that's my day, you're not allowed to draw, and he's not listening to me.
What?
So I've got two options in front of me now. I can
either get violent,
take a shovel, yeah, or I could go to Beis Din. They're both equal ways of solving the issue.
Why is it equal?
No?
Why is it equal?
Why is it not equal? I mean, with regards to the money, right, if I whack him over the head with a shovel, I'm going to get my water back. If I take him to Beis Din, I'm also going to get my water or the value of my water back.
This is kind of, for me, it's kind of contradicts the general rule from directly from Torah, measure for measure. If you, eye for eye, if this is financial damage, it's not the same as physical damage. How they may compare? This is, yes, financial damage, but financial damage, you cannot solve financial damage by hitting somebody. If you kill him...
So you're not allowed to kill him?
No, but not, if allowed to hit 100 times, there is chance to he die. Or will be sick for whole other day.
Well, let me ask you a question. What if you would take him to Beis Din? Yeah? And Beis Din would say, you got to pay him the money. No. And then he says, no, I'm not going to pay the money. What did Beis Din do?
Can they put him in jail?
No, but this is...
What did Beis Din do? What did Beis Din do?
No, but the Beis Din does the same for any other situation. If somebody doesn't want to pay, I don't know what Beis Din do.
You know what Beis Din do?
I don't know.
They hit him.
This is hidden by law, and not by...
Okay, so our question is it lawful, are you allowed to take the law into your own hands? Meaning, are you allowed to act as Beis Din?
Well, this is civil law, completely not. You cannot replace court.
We're not in a civil base of Medrash here, okay? We're in a study hall of the Talmudic law, of God's law.
It means you believe this guy can be baseman to solve this question without judge. He is own judge. But if make people be own judge, it can be there is not juridic, serious.
Let me ask you. No,
but this is not law. How can
okay.
be?
Okay. Of course, there's going to be there's going to be many, many conditions that are involved over here.
When you but let's replace.
In which way, Akadi? In which way would you be comfortable with allowing this guy to be able to take the law into his own hands? Think of a way that you'd be comfortable.
Only if to protect my life, not protect my money.
And what if you had over? Yeah, perfect proof that he's taking, that you would be able to prove in a Beis Din that this guy stole from me, and you're not doing anything beyond the letter of the law, what Beis Din would do to get the money out of it.
Nobody knows what Beis Din decides. This is...
It's not a foregone conclusion.
Let's say there are witnesses.
No witnesses. There is
if there's no witnesses, then you wouldn't be able to do anything in Beis Din.
There is no witness. There is no crime.
Great. So we're talking about a case that there's witnesses. I'm saying, in which way would you be comfortable with allowing this guy to take the law into his own hands?
From personal. I'd do the same.
What, you would take the shovel?
Not shovel, but there is another way to hit. Why shovel? There is arm.
Sickle.
Why shovel?
Russia, sickle.
No. There is the fighting, there is different way to say people don't...
Conflict do resolution, yeah. It's called.
But if I do it, it doesn't mean I will write.
Now, this is... talking about the mechanism as opposed to the same case. If someone refuses to give his wife a get, the court has the power to put him in jail until he voluntarily, quote unquote, gives her a get.
I mean, jail, I don't think they necessarily do. Well, which court are you talking about?
This is... the Beis Din.
The Beis Din will beat him up until he gives a get.
Yeah, well, that's so he's now done that voluntarily. So the Beis Din has that power.
Did we record that? Yeah. Okay, so our question over here is, yeah, what is the fact, let's get back to things, yeah, because we have to explain it, we'll come on to explain it in a few minutes, we'll get there. But first we have to understand, what's the financial loss, okay? He's got this case, the guy's stealing his water, this is my water, he doesn't listen to him. So he is allowed to take a shovel, right? He's got two options over here. He could take the guy to Beis Din, or he could take a shovel.
In other words, use violence.
So the halacha is that he's allowed to take a shovel and hit him. Why? Because there's financial loss over here. In a case of financial loss, yeah, even according to the opinion that you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands, in a case of financial loss, you are allowed to take the law into your own hands. What's the financial loss? What's going on? What's the financial loss? So Professor mentioned, well, we'll come on to his when he comes back. Yeah, but Barry was mentioning, well, he took your water. Yeah, but I said, so take him to Beis Din. Right? Mm-hmm. Take him to Beis Din, and then you'll be able to get your water back. Well, 1 second. How much water did he take?
1 day's worth.
How can you prove that? How many barrels did he take?
We don't know how much is 1 day's worth.
He took a full day's worth? It doesn't say he took a full day's worth. It says he was drawing water on a day which was not his.
On the other guy's day.
Yeah. We don't know how much he took.
Nobody knows.
If I'm here, I can see exactly how much he took. Right? And I can deal with it. If I would go to Beis Din, what's going to happen is...
They'd ask you how much did he take.
He's going to keep on drawing. Yeah, but all I saw was he drew 2 barrels. So now, yeah, or the witnesses or whoever, you know, whatever proof I have, I can only prove that he took 2 barrels. And now I take him to Beis Din and say, look, he was drawing all my water. He drew the whole thing. And he's going to say, prove it. And we have a rule that hamotzi mechaveiro, when you are trying to take money away from your friend, even claiming money away from your friend, olav haraya, the burden of proof is on me. I have to prove that you owe me money. Why? Because you have the chazaka. The money is in your hand. The water is in your possession right now. Right? This is the classic case of Shnayim Oichzim B'Talis, when you have 2 people that are holding the talis. You have to make sure that you are still holding that talis when you come in front of Beis Din. Otherwise, what proof do you have? I took it and then he stole it and grabbed it away from me. Well, do you have evidence that he stole it and grabbed it away from you? No. Well, it's in his hands. He's got it. If he's holding it, yeah, you can't take it away from him unless you bring proof. So the onus and proof is in your hands. You have to prove that he's taken the water. You have to prove how much water. You can't just say, hey, he took the whole thing. You can't prove it. So therefore, whilst you are going to Beis Din, you will inevitably incur a financial loss. That is the inevitable financial loss that you will incur.
The time that you're going to the Beis Din.
If you would have to go to Beis Din to deal with this issue, you would incur a financial loss. Therefore, this is a case of financial loss that we'll say you are allowed to take the law into your own hands. This is how Rashi explains the financial loss. Yeah, I think it's actually the second one is also Rashi. I think he brings two yeah, that's the first explanation, the first perush of Rashi. The second explanation of Rashi is, as Professor was saying, the crops. Right? What happens? This guy is going to draw today's whole water, yeah, and then what am I going to do about my crops?
It will definitely affect
my crops. Are not going to get the water today. So therefore, I am going to incur a financial loss.
But how do we know he's going to take a whole day's worth?
Let's say he does. He might. I don't know how much he's going to take. Yeah. When I go to Beis Din, he might take the whole day's worth. I'm going to come home. There's no water. However much I can claim from him, I can't claim. So the question is, well, claim the crops. Right? If there was damage incurred by the fact that he took the water, why can't he claim the crops?
he could.
You're claiming the water, claim the crops as well. The crops were also damaged by him.
Yeah,
he could.
That would be an even greater financial loss, potentially, than...
Right, but I'm saying it doesn't water. Necessarily have to be a financial loss, because you could just claim that loss from Beis Din.
No, but he can prove financial loss to Beis Din or not, in this case.
Sure. My crops are dead.
Oh, it's... that, but this is, yeah, what, this is important. If you did not kill... hit him, you go to the Beis Din about only financial problem with profit, he can pay it. Or hit him, it's not your business. But if you hit him, it means you made decision instead Beis Din.
Okay, you're still holding off on a little thing. We'll get there in a minute, okay? But what's a financial loss, right? What's the financial loss in terms of crops? Rashi says it's the crops. The crops are going to die. Financial loss. I said, what do you mean there's a financial loss? Claim that from the Beis Din. I claim all of my crops. He should pay them back.
In other words, you as an accuser can build up a case.
Build up a big case.
Yeah.
The case?
So the answer to this question is that what's the damage? How did the damage to my crops happen?
You're trying to quantify this now?
What actually happened? He took my water. Then, because of a lack of water, my crops died. Is that a direct damage caused by him taking my water?
Yes.
I would say so. Yeah, if you can prove that going that one day without water...
One second. When I say direct, I mean direct is like taking a sickle and cutting down all of his crops. So that's direct damage.
Indirect.
Yeah, pouring poison onto the crops. That would be direct damage. This, if he's taking water, now because of the lack of water, I'm not able to water my crops. My crops are going to be damaged. That is an indirect damage.
The bloke caused...
That is called grummer. Grummer is indirect damage. Indirect damage, you are not chayev bidei adam. You are not obligated to pay in the hands of man, in the hands of Beis Din. In some cases, you might be chayev bidei shemaim. You might be obligated in the hands of heaven. Depends on how negligent you were. But bidei adam, a court is not able to take any money for indirect damage. For example, when after we first got married, my wife bought me a beautiful chas and shas, beautiful set of Gemara, and we moved apartment, and we got a new air. Our landlords got a new air conditioning unit fitted, and the water hose, the condensation pipe, obviously was not fit properly, because after a few weeks I realized that the air conditioning was dripping down, and happened to be that my bookshelf was right underneath the air conditioning unit, and the whole thing was waterlogged and totally covered in water.
Yeah.
And suffered quite a lot of damage to my beautiful brand spanking new chas and shas. I called up a paisek, and he said, sorry, there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, this is indirect damage. Bidei shemaim, could be is obligated to pay. Might not necessarily have been so negligent. It's not
you
really,
could,
you know, these things
is,
are very, very sensitive.
Can do is complain to him.
And appeal to his better side. I didn't even bother, because, I understood for myself, if that would have been me, it would be very, very hard to two and a half thousand shekel chas and shas. It was still usable, just the pages a little bit stuck together. Now I still have it. This is indirect damage.
Indirect
damage.
Directed to your
It was, but he did not actively cause damage to my book.
He didn't pour it in the direction of his books.
He did not go splash. Actively. He set up this system, and how the system worked was that it dripped and dripped, and that was that is called indirect damage. Therefore, seeing as I'm not going to be able to claim the damage that caused to my crops in a Beis Din, if I would let you carry on drawing and drawing and drawing and drawing water, I'm going to be left with no water for myself. The crops are going to be damaged. That will incur a financial loss. In such a case, how Rashi explains, in such a case, I am allowed to take the law into my own hands. I'm allowed to take a panda demara, take a shovel, and clonk him over the head in order to save my property.
So here's this may be a something that has already been addressed, but so my apologies. So is he is allowed to hit the bloke over the head with the shovel? Is this is as a deterrent to stop him from taking more, or can it be as punishment? You know what I mean? It's only as a deterrent, correct?
In order to it's taking the law into my own hands, right?
It can
now,
only be
what am I doing? I'm doing the same as
doing
what Basedin would do.
Yeah. I mean, because in Basedin there's the notion of punishment. But
that's
here you're not
yeah.
punishing
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
him, you're just deterring
yeah, this
him.
Is not punishment.
Right.
This
you're
is,
just,
this
Basedin
is,
doesn't use a shovel.
They don't use a shovel on the chap. Okay.
I don't know what they use.
Now,
okay.
if this is a side issue, you use the word groma. Now they talk about zman groma. Because that's why women don't have to do certain things. Now, what does groma mean literally?
Cause.
Zman groma would mean.
Groma means cause, meaning as opposed to a direct. Result, a direct action. This is a cause. It's a causation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So zman. So mitzvahs asish as zman grama means positive mitzvahs that the time caused me to be obligated in this.
Okay.
Yeah. As opposed to I've got an actual mitzvah to do the whole time and it's always there. No, it's something else which causes me to have to do
okay.
the mitzvah.
That was just an aside.
Yeah. Just I mean, it's good. It's grammatical to understand
oh, yeah,
the.
Grammatical.
Yeah.
The verb is
what?
Verb is
Gorim. Gorim, yeah. Okay, so this is the, now that's the halacha. We have to see the backdrop to this. We have to see where does this halacha come from. Okay, and Akadi, hopefully now you'll be appeased a little bit. De'itmar. This is... It's my Rav Yehuda. Yeah, Rav Yehuda is the last word of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yehuda, last word of the line.
Yeah.
De'itmar Rav Yehuda. That said Rav Yehuda. That was said. This is bringing now a brisa. Rav Yehuda Omar. Rav Yehuda says, Loi Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. You're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. You have to go to the Beis Din.
Which is what we said.
That's Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you have to go to the Beis Din. You're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. Rav Nachman Omar. Rav Nachman says, Ovid Inish Dina Nafshe. You're allowed to take the law into your own hands. Okay? That is the Machlokes. Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, whether you're allowed to take the law into your own hands or not. Continues the Brisa, Hecha de Ika Pseida, where there is a case of financial loss, Kule Alma Loi Pligi. Everyone agrees, De Ovid Inish Dina Nafshe. You're allowed to take the law into your own hands.
But everyone, one is not.
Rav Yehuda says, you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. Rav Nachman says, you are allowed to take the law into your own hands. Financial loss, everyone says you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. Even Rav Yehuda, who says you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands, that's only in a general situation where there's no financial loss. However, when there's financial loss, Ovid Inish Dina Nafshe, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands.
So let us say, you will, to what extent? Because if you've lost this much, you can't take that much plus this.
Okay, let's get there in a minute. Explanation. What is the explanation of this machloikas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman?
Well,
Ki pligi. Where are they having a machloikas? Meaning, again, when it's makom pseida, when there's financial loss, everyone says you're allowed to take it into your own hands. Where are they having their machloikas? Ki pligi heka de leka pseida. Oh, they're only arguing in a case where there's no financial loss. Rav Yehuda, Omar. So there, Rav Yehuda says, lo yavidid in nafsha. You're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. No financial loss, you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. Why? De kevon de leka pseida, since there is no financial loss, you're not going to be losing anything by going to Beis Din. Lezu kamidaina, go to the Beis Din. Let the Beis Din carry it out. Let them take care of the issue. Let them judge the case. As long as you're not, since you're not going to be losing anything, you're not going to lose a penny. There's no financial loss going to be incurred over there. Let them deal with it. Rav Nachman Omar, but Rav Nachman says, Ovid inish de lenafshe. You're allowed to take the law into your own hands, even if there's no financial loss. How would he explain it? De kevon de vedin Ovid, since he is acting according to the law, he is doing exactly the same as what Beis Din would do. Loi tarech. We did not trouble him to have to make the journey, the trip, to go all the way to Beis Din. He's allowed to do it himself. Now, in this explanation, we can see a few very, very important factors, which is really the crux of the matter, what the whole halacha of taking the law into your own hands is based upon. Yeah. Firstly, what we see is, when Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to, because since there's no loss, go to the Beis Din. Yeah? Now, what we see from here is that you're only allowed, the only question would have been if you would have been able to prove it exactly the same in Beis Din. Right? If you would have 100% proof in Beis Din. Yeah? We're telling you, since you are, since there's no financial loss, just go to Beis Din. What we're saying over here is, do go to Beis Din. You are able to prove it 100% in front of Beis Din. If you're able to prove 100% in front of Beis Din, what that means is you've got to have witnesses. You've got to have signed documentation. You've got to have CCTV footage. Maybe that's circumstantial, insubstantial evidence. Whatever that may be, that's a question. Yeah, about contemporary halacha and how that plays out in our modern day society. But you have to have 100% proof. There, we're going to say to you, you've got proof. Go to Beis Din. Let them deal it. No financial loss. Let them take care of it. Yeah. What else? The other side we're seeing, according to Rav Nachman, who says that you are allowed to take the law into your own hands. Why? Kevan devadin of it. You're doing exactly according to the din. You have the proof. You've got 100% proof. You can prove it 100% in the Beis Din. You're not doing anything more than what Beis Din would do. If you would be doing a tiny bit more than what Beis Din would do, you're not allowed to do it. The halacha is that when you are meeting out this is not punishment, when you're dealing with this case, the situation, you're not allowed to do anything more than you have to. When Rav Nachman said to Rav Chisda, you could even hit him for 100 times, he didn't mean whack him over the head 100 times till he passes out. It means hit him once. Is he letting up yet? Yeah. No. Hit him again. Is he still holding on to it?
Until he stops.
Hit him again. Yeah. You're allowed to do the same as Beis Din. One step more than that, chayev, 100% chayev. Yeah, in that case, if we would hit him one more time than he would have had to, there, Rav Nachman would have said, what's the punishment for hitting him with a spade, a shovel? Oh, punishment is going to be this, yeah. Right? You would be obligated. You're only allowed to do exactly what would be allowed to be done in what Beis Din would be what doing in such a case.
And the punishment would be based on the whatever exceeds. So, for example, you hit the guy 10 times. Or you hit the guy 11 times, and 10 times would have sufficed. You're high for that one time, right?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Okay. Not 10 times, not 11 times.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but what happened? That's this is a guy who
important
was hidden, go to the Besdin. I said, I was hidden.
Yeah.
He explained, because different thing, I believe...
Because he was stealing my water.
He was stealing my water, mm-hmm. and I was right to be Besdin.
Okay. One second. No. What are Besdin going to say then? If it's coming in front of us now,
yeah.
now we've got to see, were you really Bedin? Were you doing it according to the letter of the law?
Mm-hmm.
If the guy is now claiming and saying, he hit me. Yeah. He hit me one too many times. No. Well, one second. Let's see. Yeah, what was going on? We have to have yeah. some sort of witnesses. We have to know what's going on. Now the case is brought in front of Besdin. Now you've got to bring your proof. Right? You're allowed to hit him. Yeah, to save your money. You're allowed to hit him.
No.
Now he brings you to court. You're probably going to have to prove your evidence. You're probably going to have your case to show why you did it. Right? Just like in the regular court. Yeah? If someone breaks into your house and you shoot them, yeah, you're allowed to, right? You're 100% allowed to. But what's going to happen when a guy turns up at the hospital and he says, that guy in that house shot me? The police are going to turn up at your house and they're going to arrest you. And they're going to take you to court. Yeah, you did according to the law, 100%. He broke into my house. I was allowed to. Right. Yeah, self-defense. But now you've got a proof. Now you've got to make proof that you were according to the law.
But in this specific case, yeah. if this is a guy who was hidden, came and said, I was hidden, this case will not be accepted because there is no any witness.
If there would be no witnesses, you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. You're only allowed to take the law into your own hands if you would be able to prove kevan devadin of it, since he's going according to the letter of the law. If he would not be, if the court of law wouldn't stop him, yeah, or wouldn't make him pay because there's no proof, there's no evidence, then I can't take the law into my own hands.
I understand. Situation, but I cannot understand situation when this is case goes to the Besdin. I come here and said, somebody hit me. What is next? What is Besdin asks? Do you have witness? No. You need to go home. Yes?
Well, why did you hit him?
Ask me why? I don't know. He hit me.
Richard says, sorry, Richard is always the one who's causing the damage over here, troublemaker. Yeah, then Richard says,
I hit him because the chap was stealing my water.
I didn't do anything.
Then Richard says,
I saw you. You were stealing my water. And I just did
and then
what
he
I,
says, no, you didn't. Now Richard says, I've got witnesses you were stealing my water.
What witnesses?
I have witnesses. You were stealing my water. I have proof that you were stealing my water. If Richard would not have any proof to prove it in Besdin, yeah, then he's not allowed to take the law into his own hands. You're only allowed to take the law into your own hands if you would be able to obligate him in Besdin. If there's no way of proving anything in Besdin, you can't take the law into your own hands, because the way this is working is because you are acting as a shliach of the Besdin.
Why you need to
as
take the law in your hand? If you have witness, mm-hmm. you can go to the court and this Besdin decide to hit him. Why need to take? If he has everything for this case.
Good. So that's why we're saying, according to, this is the machlokas, according to everyone, if there's financial loss, he's allowed to do it. Because he's going to be losing money.
What?
If there's no financial loss there, we have the machlokas. There, Rav Yehuda says, you're absolutely right. You're not allowed to. Go to Besdin. You're not financial loss. Go to Besdin. Let them deal with it. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? He's got proof. He could prove it. If the guy brings him in front of the Besdin at some later date, he can prove it 100% anyway. He's going according to the letter of law. He's came into the din of it. He's doing according to the law. Let him do himself. Why do we trouble him to have to go all the way to Besdin?
Which means...
That is the Machlokes!
But Besdin, I believe there is some professional. Why? How? Everybody, can everyone, if everyone decided to be Besdin, how you know what is Besdin decide? There's different people.
Good, exactly. Fine. If you would at a later date be brought to Beis Din, and it was proven that really Beis Din would not have done that, you have to pay.
So this is not just a matter of one guy taking the water from the other guy, because he can't prove it. He'd need witnesses watching that when he took reaction, that he used the minimum amount of force necessary.
I think so.
So this is not that simple.
Yeah.
What is financial loss? In this case, Rabbi Huda says, if there's financial loss. There is no financial loss until maybe 2 days later when the crop dies.
No. So you missed the other thing.
I would rather
question. So there's a couple of things. So Rashi explains two ways there could be financial loss. One is that while I'm going to Beis Din, he's going to be drawing more and more water, but how much am I going to be able to prove? Right, I can say I saw he drew my whole thing of water. He's going to say, "Prove it." You don't have proof that I stole the whole water. I only took a couple of barrels. Maybe someone else came along and took after that. So there, I'm going to have financial loss. If I would go to Beis Din, I'm not going to be able to make as strong a claim. The other explanation he says is that as a result of this, my crops would be dying. That's not something that I can claim. That's indirect. Yeah, in Echinami, but that's a future loss. But it's still going to be a financial loss. It would be a financial loss that I would incur from it. It's not something that I can claim and based in because it's an indirect damage, but it would be a loss that I would incur.
But at the time you're hitting them, there is no financial loss.
I know my crops are very, very sensitive. My crops are very sensitive, and I'm living on a hill. Yeah, if they don't get watered every single day, in such a case, you're allowed to water them in Chol HaMoed, because it's Tzorech HaMoed, because they're going to be dying. No, it's going to be hefsed. It's going to be financial loss, right? If they're on a hill.
My crops are going to die for 2 days.
Okay, so then it's not going to be.
They're going to die if I don't get my water today, but it's going to be 2 days later. That's okay.
Is that a financial loss? Yeah, yeah, sure.
The future is stop him to not have financial.
Okay. So this is the machlokes.
But this is final. If it can, in case financial aid, somebody can do to be based.
Yes.
But
that's
Rabbi Huda. No, this is now.
Heicha de'ikah p'seida. In a case where there is financial loss, kuleyam alo pligi, everyone agrees you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. The only machloikas is when there's no financial loss. Rav Yehuda says, no financial loss, go to Beis Din. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? I can prove it in Beis Din. I have to travel myself to go to Beis Din. Yeah, take it into your own hands. But remember, again, in all cases, it's only if it can be 100% proven in Beis Din. 100% proven in Beis Din, and you're not doing even a tiny bit more than what you would have to do, what Beis Din themselves would do. Mm-hmm. If it would not be 100% provable and valid. Evidence in Beis Din, or you did more than what you should have done, you gotta pay for that damage. For you took it into your own hands, you gotta pay. You bash down this guy's door to take your property back that you stole from him. You got to pay. Yeah, if it's not according to, if you wouldn't be able to prove that this is your item. Yeah, you have to pay. It's only we're giving. I don't know if this is a valid sort of wording, but we're giving you the benefit of the doubt. We're allowing you as a civilian at this point the benefit of the doubt to be able to take the law into your own hands, either. According to everyone, if you're going to be incurring a financial loss as a result of being mechayev, you obligating to you to go to Beis Din, or even the tircha, according to Rav Nachman, even the effort, we don't want to make you put in the effort, extend the effort to have to go file a case in Beis Din, and it's going to drag on and the thing. You're allowed to deal with it now, as long as you would be able to prove it, and you're not doing any more than Beis Din would do.
But in this case, if she would hit. It means he is satisfied, he doesn't want money anymore?
No, he said when he's hitting him, he wants him to stop drawing water.
He says, get hands
off my water.
But if, for example, he found too late and he has damage after
That's punishment.
Then
he can't meet that punishment.
At that point. Yeah.
Then it's if he's already poured some of the water out, yeah, he's already taken the water. There's no use in hitting him now. Now I got to go to Basin to prove to claim the water back.
To keep him from taking more. I mean,
Certainly I can stop him from taking more at that point, but the water that he already took,
that
I have to claim from Basin. This is not punishment. We're not talking about punishment.
Yeah, you
hit him to stop...
To stop him from...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is our initial case. We're going to see a few more cases of this that comes out.
But in practical sense, in our life, can be happen
Let's see. We'll wait. We'll hold off till I think maybe at the beginning of next week. We'll see I'm not sure how we'll go with this.
Mm-hmm.
When what sort of time frame? Because there are a lot of cases that are discussed. Cases mm-hmm. of this
example,
in order to decide the halacha.
But I borrow you money.
Let's see the next case right now. Let's see the next case right now, and we'll see this as an example. We have a few more minutes. We have a few more minutes. This is a quick case.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe you finished.
Okay. Masiv Rav Kahana. Four lines up from the bottom of the page, and this is a classic. You know, should we finish here? We'll see it next week. Let's see it next week. We'll see it next week. Okay. You'll cut these in a rush.
Because my voice is better.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. Anyway, this is good.
they tell a story of. Yes.